We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Ches. We are up to Sif Yud, which is the very end of page Yud Dalet, about to turn on to page 28. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Im lovesh talis katan ba'od she'ein yodov nikios, if a person puts on his talis katan, his tzitzis, while his hands are not clean, before he washes his hands, yilbashenu below bracha, he should put on his tzitzis without making a bracha, because his hands are not clean yet. And when he washes his hands, he should move around his tzitzis, and then he should make the bracha on it. Or if he wears another talis afterwards, like we do, we put on our talis gadol in shul, you make a bracha on the talis gadol, and you should have kavana to pater your tzitzis as well. And in that case, when you make a bracha on the talis gadol, to pater the talis katon, you would not need to be mamashmish in the original beged that you wore, the original tzitzis, just the putting on of the talis gadol is enough. So to summarize what the Mechaber says over here, is if a person puts on his tzitzis when his hands are not clean, he can't make the bracha, put it on, and either after you wash your hands, move the tzitzis around and make the bracha, or when you put on another talis or tzitzis, make the bracha on that one, and have in mind the pater, the first one that you put on, without a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah is on page 28, Sif Katan Chav Gimel, Yemash Mesh Bat Tzitzis, on the first Eitzah, that after you wash your hands, you'll move around the tzitzis and make the bracha. The Bazei Yechashev Ktsas Ki'ilu Lov Sho Oz. What that accomplishes by moving around the tzitzis is that makes it considered as if you're putting it on now, and therefore you can make a bracha. V'afal gav dekaimelon b'chol ha-mitzvos d'tzorach l'varech over la'asiyosan mamish, even though we hold by all mitzvos that you need to make a bracha immediately before you do the mitzvah mamish, meaning, even though over here, every minute you wear tzitzis is a mitzvah, so before you move it around, it's really before you're doing the mitzvah of wearing it that moment, but we hold you really should make the bracha before you put it on initially the first time. Hachashani mishum de'akati gavr lochazi. Here it's different because you're a person that's not fit. When your hands are dirty, you're not fit to make a bracha. Comparison is to a case where a ger goes to the mikveh. He's about to become a yid. He can't make a bracha before he goes to the mikveh because he's not Jewish at that point. So here also, when your hands are dirty, you're not fit to make a bracha, and therefore you're not possible to get at the best eitzah, which is to make the bracha before you put on the tzitzis. Therefore, you have to go to plan B, which is make the bracha after you wash your hands and then move around the tzitzis. In note 29, he points out, V'halovesh talis katan b'makom sha'asa levarech bo. If one puts on tzitzis in a place where he can't make a bracha, kegon bebeis hamerchatz, so the Shal Shashuvas Or Letzion says, she is ate bo bebeis hamerchatz, you should put it on in the beis hamerchatz, but you can't make a bracha there, so ukesheyetze l'makom shemutu levarech bo, when you go out into a place where you can make a bracha, same thing, yimashmesh bo v'yavarech les ate b'tzitzis, you should move the tzitzis around and make the bracha over there. So you see, it's not only if the gavra is lochazi, even the makom is lochazi. The same way the Mishnah Berurah says that if the person is not fit because his hands are dirty, he's not fit to make a bracha, so he does this eitzah. The Or Letzion adds on that it's so too if you're in a place where you can make a bracha, the chisaron there is not in the person, it's in a place, the same thing, you'll put them on, you'll move the tzitzis around afterwards and make the bracha afterwards. Yes?
I thought that if a non-Jew makes a bracha, l'shem shamayim, and that includes a ger, you're allowed, not even you have to say amen.
I don't know. I don't know. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Dalet, the Yechavein Liftor, and when you, the second Eitzah, the Mechaber said was, either you make the bracha after you have it on and move around the tzitzis, or you wear another pair of tzitzis or another talis, and you have kavana to patur the first tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hochi Nog Bizmanenu, and that is the minhag in our times, L'varech al talis gadol, V'yachavin liftor bezer talis gadol. That is what we do. We put on the talis gadol in shul, we make the bracha of l'sate batzitzis, and we have kavana to pater the talis gadol that we put on earlier. If you look right away at note 30, see a very interesting thing, a very big leniency. Let's say a person is afraid that he may forget to have kavana when he puts on his talis and shul to pater his tzitzis that he put on in the morning. So the Eish Avram writes, legalos daito pam achas avur kol yomav. You can make one announcement. You could reveal your mind one time in your life and cover the rest of your life. You know, the day after your chasana, you have in mind, I'm making the bracha on my talis gadol, having in mind to pater my talis katan, and I want this kavana to be in place for the rest of my life. That's okay, he says. You have kavana now that this is going to be my unspoken intention, unthought of intention for the rest of my life, that my talis gadol is always going to patri my talis katan, and that's going to be enough. A very big kula. Similarly, we find lagabi a different topic. Lagabi shemen hanosim in erchanaka. In terms of oil that's left over from the ner chanaka, shem no kama pa'amim lachabos es haneros la'acha shadoku chatzi shov. A person is knowing many times to blow out the candles after they lasted the proper amount, the half hour that they need to last. Ain't tzorich od lahaslo she'eno makta es hanoser. A person doesn't have to each time have kavana that he's not designating all the extra oil. Kevin shagam bistom ha'reizeh ki'ilu hisne. Since a person one time had kavana that he's only designating the amount of oil that will last a half an hour, that's good enough for every time he has extra oil there and he's going to blow it out. He doesn't have to have the kavana each time. The same idea that you make one kavana one time and it lasts for all the other times. And then he writes in the end of note 30, "Va'omer l'shem yichud kodem shemisatei b'talas gadol." One who says l'shem yichud before he puts on his talas and shul, the Ben Yishchai writes, "Shetov sheyargil atzmo lahosif benusach sheomer." It's good to add into the nusach that you say, "Va'hareini mechavein liftor bebracha zu gama talas katan shalai." It's good to add that in to the l'shem yichud that I have kavana to pater with this bracha, the talas katan that I'm wearing. That would be the best thing to do. But continues the Mishabura and Sefkotam Chavdalan in the second line. The fact that our minog is to make a bracha on the talas gadol and shul and a pater is a talas katan in the morning that we did not make a bracha on. V'hochi odif tvei mimashin uhogim eza anoshim. This eitza is better than doing what other people are nohig. Shemavarchin ala talas katan, that they make a bracha on their tzitzis in the morning. V'tekev mavarchin ala talas gadol. And then immediately afterwards they make another bracha on the talas gadol. So it's better not to make a bracha on your talas katan. Make a bracha on your talas gadol. Have in mind to pater your talas katan. Rather than make a bracha on this and then make a bracha on that right afterwards. Why? Because if you're making them too close together, it's a bracha she'ena tzricha. You don't need two brachas. The first bracha possibly could cover the second pair of tzitzis as well. And furthermore, afilu im yafsik zman meruba bein atalas katan lagadol. Even if you'll say there was a long break between putting on the tzitzis in the morning and putting on the talas in shul, still it's better not to make a bracha on the talas katan, because kama pa'amim ein roi levarech alav. Sometimes our tzitzis are not fit for a bracha. The ain pasuach rubo. If you have the undershirt type of tzitzis and it's not cut the majority of the way up, you can't make a bracha on such a pair of tzitzis. Odu katan me'ashir ha'mavur l'kamam b'simin tazayin, or it's too small, it's not the proper shear, like we're going to see later in Sif Tazayin, and in Simin Tazayin. Odu yashin bo b'layla, or you slept in it at night, which we're going to see also, ki l'kamam b'sif tazayin m'shabura. So you have all these reasons why you possibly won't be able to make a bracha on a talis katan, therefore it's better not to get involved. Even if you don't have the issue of them being so close together and one is covered by the other, even if they're quite a time apart, you still have these other concerns that maybe you shouldn't be making a bracha on a talis katan. Therefore the eitzah is to do what we're knowing, and that is not to make a bracha on the tzitzis, but rather to only make a bracha on the talis gadol and to pater up the talis katan that you put on previously. If you look at note 31, he points out, mikoach ta'amim elu kasav agon shel mazamen arbach, according to these reasons that we just said, the different concerns we have for a talis katan, it might not be the right size, it might not be open enough. Rishon Zalman says, "Shesomchem yemei aslicha shelo levarach al talas katan." We rely on these concerns also in the days of slichos, where we put on the tzitzis, even though there's a long break. Afal pi sheyeshili gadol bein levishas atalas katan levishas atalas gadol. Even though there's a long break between the putting on of the talas katan and the putting on the talas gadol, because we have the slichos in between, assuming you don't put your talas on before slichos. So in that case, we rely on these concerns of the talas katan, again, not to make a bracha on the talas katan, rather only on the talas gadol, and to have in mind to pater the talas katan as well. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud Aleph, Iker mitzvahs talas katan lulavsho al begodov. The Iker mitzvah of a pair of tzitzis is to wear them over your garments. Kidei shetomid yirehu v'yizkor ha-mitzvos. And the reason is, in order that you should constantly see them and remember the mitzvos. And therefore the Mechaber paskins that one should wear his tzitzis over his shirt. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkaton Chavhei, Al Begadov, Ubaksavim Isa. In the Ksavim of the Arizal, it says, the Talas Katon Tachas Begadov, that a person should wear his tzitzis under his clothes, which is what we do. The Kosav Amogen Avram, the Al Koponim Tzarech Shiyu Had Tzitzis Mibachutz. Even though it's brought down, like we just said, to wear the tzitzis under your garment, but still, your tzitzis should be on the outside. Velo ki'inach shetochavin osan behaknafos. And you should not do like those who tuck it into the corners. And in note 33, he explains that when it says tucking it into the corners, it does not mean tucking it into the pants. As we'll see very shortly, tucking into the pants has other problems. It's a problem tucking into the pants and having the tzitzis touch your body. We're talking about over here, where there's a little pocket in the beged of your tzitzis, and you're sticking the strings in there. Even that, he's saying you shouldn't do. You should wear your strings of the tzitzis out. Even though the garment is underneath, the tzitzis should be out, not stuck into the little pocket over there. If you look at note 33, he clarifies this. Mashe kosav shetochvin osam ba'aknaf. That which the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't be sticking it into the corners. Ein kavanoso le'elu hatofen tzitzioseyam b'michnasayim. It's not referring to the people who stick their tzitzis into their pants. Shalei and kosev lahalon on them, we're going to say very shortly. Shehem b'chal ha'mevazim es mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. They are ones who disgrace the mitzvahs of Hashem. Va'asidin liten es hadin al kach. And they're going to be punished because of that. Very serious terms that Mishnah Berurah brings for those who tuck their tzitzis into their pants. And it touches against their bodies. Elo kavanoso, rather, the intention of the Mishnah Berurah here is le'elu hamatznien tzitzioseyem besoch haknaf. They're ones who stick their tzitzis, they hide their tzitzis inside the corner. She'osin ke'en kis. They make like a little pocket in the beged to stick their tzitzis in so that they don't have to be outside. Kamoshakosav l'kamon, like we're going to see later on, she'elu ahochem en anochem, it's the next line in the Mishnah Berurah, those who walk amongst the goyim, lo yasimu atzitzios b'mechnasayim, they shouldn't put the tzitzis into their pants, v'dai she'asimu osom b'socha knaf, they should rather put it into the corner. So they should stick it in, but not into their pants, rather into the corner of their beged, where they have a little kiss, a little pocket, where they could store their tzitzis over there, and we see it l'gabi other things as well, and a beis akfaros that we'll get to later. So, back to the Mishnah Berurah, let's just finish this Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even though the Ksavim says you should wear the tzitzis under your garment, but the beged of the tzitzis should be under the garment, but the tzitzis themselves, the strings, should be hanging out, not like those who stick it into the little pocket that they make on the beged of the tzitzis. Ach ha'noshim shehochim bein ha'akum yotzim bazeh. But those who are walking amongst the nachrim, the gayim, so then it's okay to put it into these pockets. But from the time that you make the bracha, they should at least be out for the time it takes to walk for Amos, which is not very long, but at least when you make the bracha, they should be out for a little bit. Yes?
So the problem is, that's a pretty harsh language.
Yes, so we're going to see it in a moment.
The problem is that having tzitzit inside the pants, or the problem is because of hiding inside the pants, touching the body? Because let's say you use long underwear.
Right, so that's an excellent question. Well, let's see how the Mishnah Berurah says it. It's an excellent question. There are two problems with sticking into the pants. One is hiding the tzitzis,
right,
which if you're amongst the goyim is okay. But then there's problem two is that when you're putting it into the pants as opposed to the pocket, you're being mevaz of the mitzvah by having it touch your legs. So if a person was going through with the goyim and he had some kind of longer underwear on, like you're saying, and the tzitzis won't touch his body, and he's going amongst the goyim, so that would be fine.
Yeah, the same thing like putting in the pocket, in a little...
Right, that's right. It was the same thing.
Why would Mr. Booth say you shouldn't do that, you should do that?
No, because he's talking about if it's going into your pants and it's touching against your body where you sweat, that's a bizui to the mitzvah. But if it's not going to touch your skin, l'chara will be the same thing.
So the Mishnah Berurah here, this footnote.
Yeah, we'll see it right now. Sach the Mishnah Berurah sefkaton chavav. The Mishnah Berurah says in sefkaton chavav, again, we said in the Mechaber, the ikur mitzvah is to wear it over your garments, which we just said that our minhag is not to, in order that you should constantly see it and remember the mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah sefkaton chavav, kemadik sivu re'isem oso uzachartem. Like the pasuk says, you should see the tzitzis and you should remember the mitzvahs. Ve'oson ha'anoshim ha'mesimen ha'tzitzis ba'mechnasayim shalohem. Here it is. Those people who put their tzitzis inside their pants, lo dai shemalimim einayim mimaydik sivu re'isem oso uzachartem. Not only are they turning their eyes away from the pasuk that says you should see the tzitzis and you should remember the mitzvahs, od mevazen heines mitzvahs Hashem yisbarach. But not only that, they're also disgracing the mitzvahs of Hashem. Vasidin hein liten es hadin al zeh. They are going to be judged for this in the future. Very strong terms. Umasha omrim shehochem ben hanochrim. And that which they give the excuse and they say they're doing it because they're walking amongst the goyim. Lo zeh hayadai shi yasimu atzitzis b'soch haknaf. According to that, it will be enough to put it inside the little pocket. The ilu haya lahem ezed doro mimelech basa vidom shechakuk olav shem hamelech. And if a person would have some kind of present that he got from a human king that had engraved on it the name of the king, how much would a person show it off and try to publicize it in front of people? Kalvachomer betzitzis, certainly when it comes to tzitzis, shemirames al shem melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is hinting to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings, like we'll see later on in Simcha of Dalet Sefei, kama mischabed ha'odom anosei shmo alav, how much honor it gives to a person who's carrying Hashem's name on him by wearing the tzitzis. V'amru chazal and chazal tell us, hazohir b'mitzvah tzitzis zocha v'roa pnei hashchina. One who is careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis, he zocha to see the pnei hashchina. U'mashma min aksuvim d'hayehudim sheyesharu le'es keitz yiyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvah zu. It's mashma from the ksuvim that the Jews that will remain at the end of time, they will be known and recognizable through this mitzvah. K'mad ksiv, like the pasuk says, u'bo'u asara anoshim mikol l'shonos ha'goyim, that 10 people will come from all the languages of the Goyim, v'echziku b'knaf ish Yehudi, and they'll grab on to the corner of the Jews. V'amru chazal al zeh, and chazal say on this, kol hazoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis, anyone who is careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis, zoche u'meshamshin lo shnei alofim u'shmona meos avodim. He's going to be served by 2,800 servants. Where did he get 2,800 servants? So I saw a very nice pshat, because it says over here in the pasuk, that 10 people are going to come, mikol l'shonos hagoyim. We know there are shivim l'shonos, so there are 70 nations, so there are 10 people from each lashon, so 70 times 10 is 700. So 700 people are going to come, grab onto each corner, there are four corners. 700 times 4 is 2,800. Therefore, Chazal say, anyone who's zoy in the mitzvah tzitzis will be zocha to be served by 2,800 servants.
Make it also a foul if you touch the body, or just the
tzitzis? So we're going to see that soon. It's an excellent question.
Isn't it interesting that he's giving all that over a mitzvah is somehow optional? Meaning, if you don't wear
yes,
a four-corner garment...
Correct. Minatora, it's Minatora. If you're not wearing a four-corner garment, you're putter. Yes. Yes. Zakti mechaber vayter. It's a very good point. So, but tzitzis is a...
strong, harsh language for something that
yes,
is optional.
Masculine. Yes. Okay, let's go weiter in Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis says, and Shlomi, we'll get the question you asked about. He asked, we're talking about the tzitzis touching the body, that's a bizayon. What about if the garment touches the body? So most people wear the tzitzis over an undershirt, but A, we discussed already before, undershirt tzitzis, that they make undershirt into tzitzis, or some people stand where the tzitzis against the guf. We'll see that discussed also. Says the Mechaber in Sif Yud Beis, unless it was over here.
No
32. No 32? Oh, so I passed it. Okay, so let's read note 32. I didn't do it. I knew it was discussed, but I didn't mark it off to read it. So, if you look at note 32, this is where we said that the ksavim that brings down the talis katan should be under your garments. Our minog is to wear, like we mentioned before, the talis katan under our garments. That the minog of the chazanish, I believe what this means is he would wear the tzitzis on the undergarment. The ksonis is the garment that's closest to your body, that he would wear the tzitzis on that garment. But look what he writes further. Exactly what Shlomi just asked. What about wearing the talis katan on your body, touching your flesh, without an undershirt underneath it? So kasa b'shal and shuvah siach yitzok she'ein roi lilbosh beged shel mitzvah al guf arum. It's not appropriate to wear a garment which is housing a mitzvah, which is housing the tzitzit attached to it, on a person's naked body directly on the guf. Va'od she'esh v'kach zilzul im tikones kol zeyas haguf b'beged shel mitzvah. It's a disgrace that all the sweat of your body is going into your beged shel mitzvah, and therefore he says it's inappropriate to be wearing the tzitzit directly on one's body. The Arizal, the Kavanos that we just said, that you should wear it under your garments. Kavanoso me'al l'ksones. Umitachas l'begodim shaleah. What he meant is like we do. You wear an undershirt, then you wear the tzitzis, and then you wear your outer garment on top of it. He didn't mean that you put it against your guf. One should be careful not to wear it against his guf. It shouldn't be like a garment that's made to accept the sweat, which is potter from tzitzis v'sayim b'tzarachin. So you see clearly, the poskim are not excited about wearing the garment against your body either. Let's go weiter in Sif Yud Beis.
The Mechaber says
that you should wear it outside, over all your clothing. We're going with the Arizal, which Mishavu brought down, that says that you should wear it underneath it. So there is a sheet to wear it outside all your clothing, which we mentioned before.
Zion is saying in the summertime, shirt or no shirt, I'm still schwitzing.
Okay, but you can only...
No, but I'm saying, is that not Bazillion because it's getting sweat now? Do you have to be kind?
You can only do what you can do. The question is that a reason why one should betafka take off his tzitzis when he's playing basketball so they shouldn't get sweaty even if he has under shit underneath? I don't know.
I remember in camp, some people say that one of the Pesach said...
So you betafka should?
Should, because then... If
who was the Pesach? Okay, fine. Right there.
It's around 15 years ago. I don't want
to... Okay, fine. Okay, halacha yud beis. Im yesh lo kama begodim shel arba knafos. Like we discussed last night, some people, we know one famous case of a Scheinberg Zatzal who wore many tzitzis, but anyone who's going to wear many four-cornered garments. So the Mechaber says, im yesh lo kama begodim shel arba knafos. If a person has many, two or more four-cornered garments, kulam chayavim betzitzis. They're all chayav in tzitzis. The im levashom kulam below hefsek. If a person put them on one after another without any break in time, v'haya daitu mitchila kulam, and he had in mind when he made his bracha, he's going to put on six pair of tzitzis, and he puts them on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lo yivarech ela bracha achas. That makes sense. He'll make one bracha. So two criteria. One is that he's not having any break between putting them on. There's no hefsek. And two, he had in mind that he'll make one bracha. Will cover all the pairs of tzitzis that he will put on. However, the imavsik beinayim, but if he does have a break between putting them on, we'll have to see in the Mishnah Berurah what does that mean exactly. Tzaruch levarech al kol achas ve'echos. Then he'll have to make a bracha on each and every one because there is a hefsek. Officially, that's where we end today, but we'll cheat and we'll finish the Mechaber. The Mechaber then says, V'hu adin, im lo haya bedaitu mitchila akulam, havi kemasik b'neihem. So the Mechaber said you need two criteria to have one bracha. Number one is there's no break between them. And number two is that you had in mind. Then the Mechaber says, but if you did make a break, you have to make a bracha on each one. And who adin, if you didn't have a break, but you didn't have in mind to put on all of them, so then it's like taking a break and you'd have to make a bracha on each one. So if you don't have either one of the two criteria, the Mechaber says that you have to make a separate bracha on each pair, or whatever's after the break, or whatever was in the mind. You'll have to make a separate bracha on that pair. But let's see the Mishnah Berurah here, and we'll finish the Ramah and the end of the Mechaber tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Sifkaton Chav Zayin, Kulam Chayav, and the first thing the Mechaber said was, if a person has many garments that are four corners, he has to put on tzitzis on all of them. Rotzalomar im lo shom kulam. Says Dr. Mishnah Berurah, meaning if he's going to wear all of them, they all have to have tzitzis on. Aval imunachin b'tevaso p'turin. However, if they're in the drawer, then he does not have to put tzitzis on the garment. The kaim alone, because we hold tzitzis chovas gavra, that tzitzis is a chiyav on a person. When it's on a person's body, then he's chayav to have tzitzis on the four-cornered garment. Velo chovas mona. It's not a din in the garment that a four-cornered garment needs tzitzis. It's a person who has a four-cornered garment on and he has to have tzitzis. So if you take them off at night, and you'd like to untie them each night, so then that would be okay. You don't have to have tzitzis on the garment when they're not on your body. Like we'll see more details about later on in Siman Yutes. But if you look at note 35, you see an interesting point from the Levush, and that is, Obetama dover shekala begodim shelovesh mischayvim betzitzis. The reason why every four-corner garment that you wear is chayvim betzitzis, maybe you would think only the first one is chayvim. How do you know every single one? So the Levush says, it's from the Pasuk, it says, Vasu lahem tzitzis akanthe bigdehem. U bigdehem u lashen rabin. Bigdehem is a plural language. U mashma shechayv gam al harbi begodim yachad. Okay, it's not so pashut. That drush is not so pashut. Because you could say al bigdehem means everyone's one beged. If you have 10 people, so everyone's chayv to put on bigdehem, right? Everyone has one beged together, it's everyone's bigdehem. But the Levush is understanding that bigdehem means even of one individual, all his bigdehem that have four corners is chayv. That's how the Levush learns out why you talk a chayv on every four-corner garment that you're wearing. We said if you are mafsik between them, you need a bracha on each one. Hainu behefsek godol shehu bechlal hesachadas. This is talking about a long break between putting on the different garments, which would include, which which would include a hesachadas where your mind went off of it. Aval b'shehias zman ma pasak ha'magen Avraham u'shari achronim l'kamam v'simen reishuav v'shtika lo chashiva havsaka b'dyevid. But if it's only a very short time that you're taking a break between putting on the different garments of tzitzis, the Magen Avraham and other achronim say that if one did not speak, it's not considered hesek b'dyevid, and therefore, even though you should put it on chick-chack one after the other, if you did pause a little bit, it's fine, and you would not have to make another bracha on the other one. V'afilu imshah harbe yose mechli dibur. Even if the pause was much longer than tokli dibur, we're not talking about a two-second pause, even if it's a two-minute pause, you also would not have to make another bracha. It would have to be a considerable time of a pause to require another bracha. That's all if a person did not speak. However, now the Mishnah Berurah says, v'imsoch b'neihem. However, if a person spoke between putting on different garments of tzitzis after the initial bracha, im haya hadibur l'tzarach levisha, if the speaking was nogeya to the putting on of the garment, kegon sh'amar tznu li beged lilbosh, like you tell a person, please pass me your other pair of tzitzis that you're stepping on, ukiagavno, or something similar, pshita de'ein tzarach lasar levarach. There it's obvious that you would not have to go back and make another bracha, it would be 100% fine. That seems to be very simple. But here's where we get into trouble. Aval im lo haya l'tzarach levisha. But if a person spoke not having to do with putting on the other garment, yesh deos ben haposkim, that's when we get into a machlokas haposkim. V'das ha-mechaber l'kamon b'sif yud gimel. We'll see the sheet of the mechaber tomorrow. U'magen avroam v'habim min ha-achronim. Ka-haposkim da'afilu sicho ba'alma gamken havi b'chal hefzik l'inyon zeh. The Mechaber and other poskim seem to say that it is considered a hefsek even if a person just speaks a little bit and it would require another bracha. And note 39 points out, ubegeder sicha kosav lahalon shuafibu teva achas. We'll see tomorrow, it's even one word. So even one word not having to do with the mitzvah at hand would be considered a hefsek that would require a new bracha. Then he just points out the end of note 39 is kedai to see. Ulahavstik bin abrocha la maisa mitzvah bnei akovro ayira. And to stop between the bracha and the maisa mitzvah because of someone who came in that you want to speak to because of honor or because of fear. Or la anias amen o la kadesh u kedusha baruchu. Any other davash to kedusha you want to answer. Kosav la kamon sha'asr. All that is asr between the bracha and the mitzvah. Vafilu lanos amen al bracha zu atzma. Even to answer amen on this very bracha doesn't mean your own bracha. It means kegon sheshomea acher mevarachos. So you make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis or lasati batzitzis. And before you put on the tzitzis, you hear someone else making that bracha. You can't answer amen. You can't answer amen. You can't answer baruch. You can't answer anything. No hesek between the bracha and the beginning of the Baisa mitzvah. But here the Mishnah Berurah says there are the Mechaber and other poskim that say that if you speak even one word between the different garments, it would require a new bracha on the other garments if the dibur of one word was not nogeya to the mitzvah at hand. Avol, however, yesh min achronim sheposkim, there are achronim that paskin, dekevan deyesh sovrim bazed, de'ein tzarech lachzor levarach, since there are some poskim that say you don't have to make a bracha if you speak a little bit, that's not nogeya to the mitzvah. It's like speaking in the middle of a suda. As long as you made the hamotzi and you took the first bite, so the bracha is still going on the next bite. But if you speak there, you don't need another bracha. So to hear, since you made the bracha and you put on the first pair of tzitzis, that was already the bracha was chal. So now they say it would be okay if you speak between the tzitzis that you would have to make another bracha. So mutav, so it's a big machlokas, a poskim, and therefore mutav shelo lahachnes b'safek bracha. Therefore, it's better not to get involved in this safek bracha if you do speak, not nogeya to the mitzvah, between putting on the different pairs of tzitzis. V'chein hiskam ha'prim megodim, and so too paskins ha'prim megodim. Lochein, I'm on page tesvav, top line in the Mishnah Berurah. Lochein yizar kol adam shelo lasuach. Therefore, a person has to be careful not to speak between putting on the different pairs of tzitzis. V'imdiber, and if he does speak, ein chozer umavarech. Savek bracha sakula. If he does speak, he would not go back and make another bracha. We would rely on the poskim that say it's like speaking in the middle of the suda, and he would not need another bracha. The kol shekein sheyizar shelo lahafsek hefsek gadol. Certainly, a person should be careful not to make a big pause between the different pairs of tzitzis. The aser ligrom bracha sheina tzricha. It's aser to cause a bracha sheina tzricha, because if you could pater both pairs of tzitzis with one bracha, and now you're pausing and sitting out the time that requires another bracha, that would be causing a bracha sheina tzricha, and that is something that is aser to do, like we'll see later on in Siman Reish Tesvav. We'll stop over here and continue Emir Tzashem tomorrow.